奉主耶稣基督圣名正道。
Hallelujah, in the name of our Lord Jesus, I'd like to bear witness for him.
感谢主耶稣，我们今天可以放下世上的重担，来到主面前遵守圣安息日。
I thank the Lord Jesus Christ for allowing us to lay aside all burdens of this world and come before him today to worship him.
愿主耶稣的慈爱跟恩惠常常与大家同在。
May his mercy and love continue to be with all of you.
我们很多人移民到温哥华这个地方来。
We know that there are many immigrants in Vancouver.
我们都希望来这边创造一番美好的生活，过着一个成功的人生。
So we know that the purpose of our coming to Vancouver is to establish a good life and to lead a successful life.
做一个基督徒，我想我们的成功的定义不只是在世上凡事顺利而已。
However, as a Christian, our success must not be measured on earthly terms alone, but also.
我们还是要用我们那种生命的丰盛的生命力，属灵的丰盛来看我们人生的成功。
But also we have to measure our success in the abundance of our spiritual nature in this life.
可是我们发觉到我们弟兄姐妹的生活在灵性上面常常看到一种高高低低的过程。
However, in our life in this world, we can see that there are, in our spiritual life, especially, there are always its ups and downs.
有时候我们灵性不错，但是有时候我们觉得信仰非常的软弱。
Sometimes we feel that we are pretty strong in our faith, but sometimes it's pretty low.
而这样的一种信仰生活形态在十世纪表现得非常明显。
So of course, this kind of a spiritual life can be manifested.
在十世纪表现得非常明显。
And especially in this century.
在十世纪 ，Book of Judges.
Especially in the Book of Judges, we can see this kind of phenomenon.
在那个时候，百姓成功的时候呢，他们就忘记了神。
Because we see that the Israelites, when they were living a successful life, they tend to depart farther away from God.
神就允许外族来欺负他们。
And then it was at this time that God allows the outsiders to conquer them.
他们在痛苦当中呼求神，神就差遣士师来拯救他们。
So when the Israelites called out to God, God sent all these judges to save them.
他们的信仰就得到了复兴了。
And then their faith was revived again.
所以每个士师，几乎每个士师都过着一种相当成功的人生。
So we know that the judges, they lead quite a successful life.
今天早上我们来谈第一位士师厄陀涅，他成功的因素在哪里呢？
So the first judge that we're going to study is
Othniel.
Othniel, and why he is successful.
我们觉得他的成功第一来自于他的太太配偶的帮助。
And the reason for his success is because of the help that he had from his wife.
第二个来自于圣灵的帮助。
And secondly, he has the help of the Holy Spirit.
第三个来自于他自己那种征战的精神。
And thirdly, his success is due to the battle that he has fought before.
我们根据圣经一点点来查考，请看四世纪的第一章十四节、十三节。
So please turn to the book of Judges, chapter 1.
四世纪第一章十三节。
Judges chapter 1 verse 13.
十三节、十四节、十五节。
Verses 13, 14, and 15.
旧约297页，士师记第一章十三节。
Judges chapter 1 verses 13 to 15.
加勒兄弟基纳斯的儿子厄陀涅夺取了内城，加勒就把女儿亚撒给他为妻。十四节。
Verse 14.
亚撒过门的时候，劝丈夫向他父亲求一块田。亚撒一下离，加勒问他说：“你要什么？”十五节。他说：“求你给我，你既将我安置在蓝地，求你也给我水泉。”加勒就把上泉、下泉赐给他。这边提到，第一个士师厄陀涅还没有成为士师之前呢，他娶了一个太太叫做亚撒。
So before Othniel was married to his wife Asa.
亚撒在圣经上里面是一个相当有名的女士。
So we know that Asa, she is quite a reputable person in the Bible.
因为我们知道在圣经的家谱大部分都记载男士呢，但是在历代至上的二章四十九节特地的在家谱上面记载着加勒的女儿亚撒。
So we know that in the Old Testament, usually the male predominates in the genealogy, but in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 29, we can see that Caleb's daughter, Asa, was mentioned.
我们看到亚撒这个名字呢，是跟路德这跟这个圣经这些有名的女子齐名的啦。
So Asa was quite related to Ruth.
他们是一样有名的，因为他是真的是一个从这几点看起来，他真的是一个才德的妇人呢。
So we know that Asa is also in the same category as Ruth.
为什么他的才华在哪里呢
？She's also wealthy. So where does this wealth come from?
才华 talented.
Oh, talented. Her she's also very talented and gifted.
我们看到他一进门就懂得跟先生肩并肩的一起来为他们的生活奋斗了。
So we know that she's also a hardworking wife to the house.
她跟先生讲说，哎，爸爸有很多地哦，跟爸爸要一块地啊。
So she told her siblings that She told her husband that our father is rich with land. Why don't we ask him to give us some?
爸爸就给他们一块蓝地啊。
So
her
father gave her a land in the south.
如果您到过Nebraska 或者不是 Nebraska， Nevada， 你到过这个地方，你就会知道这个地方是一个类似沙漠或是半沙漠的地方。那个南地呢，就是一个没有水就没有办法耕种的地方啊。
So if you've been to Nevada, you know that it is a desert area, and there's always no water in the desert.
所以这个亚撒很聪明，跟爸爸说：“爸爸，你给我们一块地在南地呢。”如果你给我水会更好哦。
And so Yasa approached her father and said, "Dad, why don't you give us land in the south and also include with it some springs?"
爸爸就给他们上泉跟下泉了。
So Caleb then gave her the upper and the lower.
所以你看到亚撒真的很懂得为先生的成功呢，来助他一臂之力啊，很懂得帮夫啊。
So you know that Asa is a very enterprising woman, and she knows how to gain wealth for her husband.
她不但很有才华，她也很顺服。
She's not only talented, but she's also very submissive.
请问亚撒看到爸爸的第一件事情，她做了什么？
So、
根据我们刚刚所念的
，Let's see what thing she did for her father.
她看到爸爸第一件事情就从驴子下来。
So the first time she saw her father, she came down from the camel.
Donkey.
Donkey.
请问当以撒的太太利百加走了很远的路，第一眼看到以撒，她第一件所做的事情是什么
？So what about Rebecca? What is the first thing she did when she saw Isaac?
她把脸用了一块布蒙起来，也吓了她的骆驼。
And she also covered her veiled her face and came down from the camel.
这是一种尊敬，一种顺服的表现。
This is a sign of respect and submissiveness.
所以我们说亚撒是一个才德的妇人，实在是不为过啊。
So it's indeed true that Asa is a very enterprising woman.
厄陀涅因为娶到一个这么样好的太太，所以他的人生就有一个成功的开始啊。
So that is why Othniel because he gained a very good wife, so he became wealthy.
所以在我们讲说才德的妇人谁能够得到呢？
So in the Bible it says the a good wife who can be gotten.
她的价值远胜过珍珠啊。
Her value surpasses those of the rubies.
她的先生一辈子依赖她，她一先生一辈子什么都不会缺乏。
And her husband will lack in nothing.
有一个传道人他在日记上这样写。
And there's a certain preacher who wrote.
他觉得男人一辈子最大的幸福呢，就是可以得到一个安静的、温柔的另外一半。
So the greatest blessing a husband can acquire is to have a quiet and gentle wife.
他们两个可以平静的过了一生。
And then the both of them can lead a very peaceful existence.
他的先生可以把他的身体、灵魂、财产，通通交给太太来管理啊。
And a husband can and give his life and soul and his inheritance for his wife to take care.
才德的妇女是神所赐的。
So indeed, a good wife is a heritage from God.
我们有一个长老在青年团去写一篇文章了哈。
There's an elder who wrote an article in the youth magazine.
他觉得神不只是拣选传道人，神也拣选传道粮。
That the preachers are not only selected by God, preacher's wife is also selected by God.
古代呢，这个传道的薪水非常微薄啊，生活相当辛苦。
Because we know that in the olden days, preachers are a low-paying profession.
然后他太太怎么煎鱼呢？
So how do some preacher's wife deal with this?
他的太太哈，他太太煎鱼呢，一定要盖一个盖子啊。
Oh, how does his wife fry the fish?
一定要盖盖子啊。
So she has to cover the wok while frying a fish.
为什么要盖盖子呢？
Do you know why she always covered her wok while frying a fish?
那个油才不会跳出来了。
This is to prevent the oil from splattering.
那油没有跳出来哈，下一个煮的哈，就可以再回锅，可以回锅。
So that they can, she can always reuse the oil.
他真的很感动啊。 有一个先生，他也这样在形容他的太太。
And there's this husband who described his wife like this.
他觉得他的成功跟他太太实在是很大的关系啊。That
his success is closely tied with his wife.
那年轻的时候，他想投资这个石油这个 gas station 的生意啦，就是加油站的生意啦。Because
once her husband thought of investing in gas station.
那先生讲，太太讲说，哎呦，拜托，你这个对石油公司，对这个油，你一点一窍不通都不懂，你为什么要投资呢？
And his wife said, you don't even have any idea of how to run, or you have any knowledge of running a gas station. Why do you want to put your money in there?
先生不管了，他就把钱投资下去了。
But her husband ignored and just put his money in.
3年之后呢，先生从外面打电话回来跟太太这样讲。3年之后。
After 3 years, her husband
phoned her. 说 ，Honey， 对不起哦。 这个经营不善呢，石油这个加油站倒闭了。And
in the phone he said, honey, the economy is not doing good, so I lost most of my money.
太太说，不要紧张，不要急，回家再说。And
then his wife comforted him and said, it's okay, just come home.
一进门呢，太太就这样跟他讲了。And
then when he stepped into the house, his wife said this to him.
我已经算过了哈。I've
already calculated.
从小到大，你不抽烟、不赌博、不上酒家。如果你这样做的话呢，你会花了一笔钱呐、啊。这笔钱呢，如果你花的话呢，跟这个投资石油生意差不多了。所以现在打平了后，反正你都没有这些坏习惯，所以就当着把这些钱呢投资到这些坏习惯上去好了。以后不要再做这种事情就好了。And
surprisingly, his wife told him that I've calculated that since you are young, you have not drink, gamble, or smoke. So I've calculated the expenses. And we break even with the loss of the investment money.
太太一点儿也没有责难他。
And his wife did not rebuke him.
有一天他回家的时候，怎么会知道说，哎，今天太太怎么准备了烛光晚餐呢？
And one time when he came home, he found that his wife cooked a special meal.
怎么太太今天特别罗曼蒂克呢？
Why is his wife suddenly becoming so romantic?
可是他走到那个厕所里面去哦，想开灯，哎，这个灯怎么打不开呢？
So when he went to the bathroom, he could not turn on the light.
太太就跟他讲啊，先生啊，对不起啊，我已经很省了啦，可是我们那个电费还是付不出来，所以我们今天晚上只好吃。
And then his wife told him that because they couldn't afford to pay the utilities bill, so they have to try to save electricity. So tonight they just have to have a candlelight dinner.
先生说，我这个太太是医生家庭出来的，她这一辈子从来没有一天过着没有电的生活。
And the thing that surprises her husband is that his wife is a very urbanized woman, and it's surprising that she can live this kind of life.
Doctor's family,
from a doctor's rich family.
可是他太太一点都不抱怨呢。
But yet, in this kind of difficult circumstances, his wife did not even complain.
有什么原因，这位先生得罪了黑道啊，得罪了坏人呢？
So one time, her husband offended one of the members from the underground.
黑道打电话给他说，如果 mafia 明天早上哦，如果你太阳起来之前没有死掉的话，我不姓黄啊。 明天早上，如果你可以醒着看太阳哦，我就头嘴来好，好你做一下贼了，我头就砍下来给你当椅子坐了。
So the mafia told him that if you are still living the next day, then I will forever submit to you.
结果隔天，哎，太阳起来了，自己没事哎。
So when he woke up the next day, he was so happy that he's still breathing.
太太哪里去了呢？发生了什么事情？很紧张。
But then he was quite worried because he couldn't find his wife.
赶快冲出去啊！So
then he rushed outside to look
for his wife. 看到太太穿着睡衣呢，从他们家的车子走了下来。
So then he saw his wife in her pajamas coming out of the car in a driveway, walking toward the house.
太太说：“我昨天晚上哦，想了一个晚上。” 我想哦，那个歹徒哦，一定会在你车上安置炸弹嘛。所以呢，今天早上我一早起来呢，就来试开看看，到底这个车子有没有炸弹。So
his wife told him that all night because she was worried that the mafia will plant a bomb in the car. So all night she was guarding the car and try to start the engine to make sure that there's no bomb in the car.
谈到这里，他的先生眼泪真的掉下来了。So
at that time, he was greatly moved to tears.
他谈到这。 这一辈子可以真的成功呢，真的要感谢他家人的帮助啊。So
indeed, the reason for his success is because there is the wife behind him.
我们信主的人，真的才德的妇人是神所赐的。So
indeed, a talented wife is a gift from God.
我们属灵的成功一定要太太帮忙。So
the success of our spiritual life also require the help of our mate.
到底厄多涅怎么样找到这位太太的呢？
So how does Othniel come to find this woman.
我们看四世纪第一章十二节。
Please turn to the book of Judges.
第一章十二节。一章十二节。加勒说：“谁攻打基列西活，将城夺取，我就把我的女儿亚撒给他为妻。”十三节。加勒兄弟基尼斯的儿子厄陀涅夺取了那城，加勒就把女儿亚撒给他为妻的。厄陀涅得到太太。 跟现在人不太一样的哦。So
Othniel's way of getting his wife is quite different from this our modern way.
他是为以色列国神的国度立下了汗马功劳，很努力的在神国度做事情之后呢，神就赏赐给他这样一个美好的太太。Because
Othniel has put out a lot of effort working for God and capturing cities, so it was his present.
我觉得现在人真的不一样了哈。
So nowadays, we have a different way of life.
我们年轻的时候呢，我们那些朋友找老婆，常常都要到女生宿舍门口去站岗啊。So
a lot of times, the men they will always go to the woman's dormitory and wait for one to pass by.
看到漂亮的小姐出来，就开始吹口哨了，对不对？
So then they will whistle when they see a beautiful woman pass by.
然后呢，就好像这个苍蝇看到糖一样的，就紧追不舍啊。
Just like a fly, when it found honey, it will always try to chase after.
但是我常常跟我们组内的青年人这样勉励啊。But
this is what I told the youth in our church.
大丈夫何患无妻？不要怕，只要我们好好的把事业建立起来，只要我们好好的在主里面认真的为神国、神的国度打拼，好的太太真的是神所安排的。I
told them that do not worry. Once you have established your career and you fight for God, for God's kingdom, and then God will always provide for you.
几年前在, 会神教会献堂典礼的时候呢,
so recently we have a church dedication ceremony in Philadelphia.
有一个长老看到小弟呢, 非常有兴趣啊, 一直问我有没有结婚啊, 哦。
So there's this one particular elder who showed a very keen interest in me and asked me if I'm already married.
我一直烧我的头，哎，这个长老怎么这样一直问哈？
And I was wondering why he's always asking me this question.
我说长老，你是不是要帮我介绍对象啊？
And I asked him, are you trying to matchmake me?
哦，是啊，是啊。
He says, yes, I want to matchmake for you a wife.
我说长老啊，你忘了？ I said, 我结婚的时候是你为我按手祝福的，你怎么忘了呢？
Don't you remember that when I was married, it was you who ordained, who officiated at my wedding?
我现在要谈到的不是长老忘了这个事情啊，我想到说我们家的长子真的都很关心我们年轻人嘛。So
it's the purpose of my story is not to tell you that how forgetful our elders are, but it's just how concerned the older members are in our church.
真的，我们要好好为神国努力打拼。我相信呢，神一定会为我们预备另外一半。
As long as we fight a good fight for God, and then the rest God will provide for us.
有好的另外一半，真是我们成功的开始。
It is the beginning of a good things to come once we have the better half.
因为厄多涅除了从人来的帮助之外呢，他也从神来的帮助。我们看士师记三章第十节。
So we know that Othniel not only have God on his side, but also men were on his side. Let's see Judges chapter
men
3 verse
10. Also have Holy Spirit on his side, huh? Judges chapter 3 verse 10. 士师记三章十节。三章十节。
Judges chapter 3 verse 10.
神的灵降在厄陀涅身上，他就做了以色列的士师。厄陀涅可以在属灵的生活上面能够成功，作为以色列领导者，最主要的原因还是神的灵降在他身上。So
for Othniel to become successful and eventually be a leader of Israel is because the Spirit of God was with him.
摩西的圣灵在圣经里面记载相当有力量啊，可以帮助人呐。
So we know that the Spirit is our enabler, and it will give us a strength.
当圣灵在旧约降在参孙的身上，参孙就大有能力可以把一头狮子撕裂。So
we know that when the Spirit of the Lord came upon Samson, he became mighty and was able to tore apart a lion.
我问我们的小朋友说，哎，你们当中有谁可以把鸡撕裂的？有没有人可以把鸡撕成两半的？
So I asked the children of a church if they can tore apart a chicken.
煮过的不算啊，我们在座不晓得没有人可以把鸡撕成两半的。
And this is a live chicken, not a cooked one.
有的请举手啊。So
who can tore apart a live chicken?
对，不容易了哈。So
we know that it's not easy.
但是参孙哦，可以把狮子撕裂成两半，实际上讲好像羊羔一样哦，所以在古代的人好像撕裂羊羔很容易的样子。So
Samson was able to tore apart a live lion like a lamb.
Seems like in the ancient time, tear apart a lamb is an easy stuff to do, huh? Easy thing to do. That you see, this is hard.
And to tore apart a lion is not easy.
但是参孙在神的灵降在他身上，他做得到。
But because the Spirit of God came to him, so he was able.
在今天我们真的看到圣灵那种神奇的力量，我们。 再看一下这个《生命记》的34章。
Please see the power of the Holy Spirit, how it can strengthen you. In Deuteronomy chapter 34.
生命记34章。
Deuteronomy chapter 34.
这一节很有意思了啊。It's
a verse with quite a profound meaning.
旧约261页, very interesting 啊，第九节。
Deuteronomy chapter 34 verse 9.
嫩的儿子耶稣雅，因为摩西曾按手在他头上，就被智慧的灵充满，以色列人便听从他。我们仔细看这一节哦，这个好像摩西的手还没有按在耶稣雅身上哦，耶稣雅都没有人注意他，没有人甩他。
So when we look at this carefully, before Moses laid hands on Joshua, nobody took notice of him.
但是当摩西的手按在耶稣雅身上，他就充满了智慧的灵。
However, when Moses laid hands on him, he was filled with the spirit of wisdom.
咦，奇怪，耶稣雅今天讲话怎么这么有智慧呢？
So everybody stop and listen and wonder at his wisdom.
大家都听从耶稣雅。
So they all began to listen to him.
这也是从圣灵来的力量。
So this indeed is from the spirit.
圣灵还可以预知未来的哈，我们看历代志下20章。
Please turn to 2 Chronicles.
历代志下20章。
Chapter 20.
历代志下20章的21节。
2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 21.
20章，对不起，20章14节，对不起啊。
I'm sorry. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 14.
20章14节，我们请念到16节。
So please read until verse 16.
二十章十四节，那时主的灵在会中临到一个人呐，15节。他说：“犹大众人、耶路撒冷的居民和耶沙法王啊，你们请听，主对你们如此说：不要因这大军恐惧惊慌，因为胜败不在乎你们，乃在乎神。16节。明日你们要下去迎敌，他们是从喜斯波上来。” 你们必在耶路伊勒旷野的谷口遇见他们呢。圣灵临到这个 人身上的时候呢，他就可以预知敌人从什么地方来，他们应该怎么地方啊啊，怎么样打这场战争啊。
So when the Holy Spirit descended upon man, he or she will have the foresight to know where the enemy is coming from.
真的圣灵有这么大有能力吗？
So is it really true that the Holy Spirit is indeed so powerful?
如果今天降在这个幽冥身上好了哦。
So if the Holy Spirit were to descend on a sister,
然后他跟 George Bush 讲啊，跑去美国跟我们总统讲说呢， this, 你不是在找本拉丁吗？哦。
So and if she were to ask George Bush, are you still looking for Osama bin Laden?
啊，也许我们幽冥去跟我们布什讲说，哎，我跟你讲哦，那个哦，你明天呢就派你的那个特遣队哦，到这个东部的阿富汗哦，去那边守在39号洞口了哦，啊，明天早上呢。这个宾拉登会穿着女人的衣服从那个洞口跑出来，把他抓住就对了。
So when the, this sister, if she's filled with the Holy Spirit and she can foretold to George Bush that Osama bin Laden is in the eastern part of Afghanistan, cave number 39, and he is dressed up as a woman.
你去把他抓住就对了。
And you can ask your armies to capture him.
请问这样的力量在今天存不存在
？So do you think such power still exists？
我们读这个经节啊，那种圣经知道未来的力量，这样力量存不存在
？So from the Bible we know that actually such such a power still existed.
Is it existing nowadays？
Is it existing nowadays？
我想不是为了政治的原因，它会存在。
So the presence of the Holy Spirit is not because for political reasons alone.
但是神为了安慰人哦，真的，神常常显出他莫大的能力啊。
But it is because to comfort mankind that God shows the power of the Holy Spirit.
有一次，一个工人在一个礼拜天哦，圣经突然读不下去了。
So one time there is this church worker who can't read this Holy Bible.
那个圣灵一直激动他说：“你呀。”赶快去看那个方伯母，在医院里面，那个方伯母呢，快要走了，你赶快去看她。
And so, this church worker has this the prompting in the heart, telling him that you have gotta go and visit sister, elderly sister Fong, because she is in a critical condition in the hospital.
这个工人平常访问都是带一个老姐妹去访问，可是那一天他觉得那个教务哦，那个 chair 应该 involve， 应该参与，所以他没有打电话给那个姐妹。他打电话给教务说：“哎，兄弟啊，这个哦，我们可能方伯母今天可能活最后一天哦。我们6点晚上哦，我们到医院门口见面，我们去看方伯母啊。”
So at that time is quite a coincidence because this particular brother, when he do his visitation, is always with this older sister. But that day, the RA called him up and said, maybe we should pay a visit to our sister Fong because it may be her last day.
就我们去。他们两个进去的时候呢，哎，那个工人发现到说，这个光伯母好像精力很好，讲话很大声啊，没什么事哎。
So when they arrived at the hospital, they found that this sister Fong, she's in very good spirits.
那个工人特地还考他一下说，光伯母，你还这个记得这位弟兄吗？某某弟兄吗
？So then, so this brother then want to test her alertness and ask, do you recognize who this brother is?
那方伯母回答说：“怎么不记得他呢？他从小我就看着他长大的。”
And the sister Fong said that, "How could I not? Because I've seen him grow up."
工人心中在跟神讲话，他说：“神啊，你跟我开了一个大玩笑，你怎么这么这个时候叫我来看他呢？他根本没事啊。”
And this church worker, the preacher, said that, "God, are you trying to make a joke? Because she's okay. Why do you prompt me to come to the hospital to visit her?"
想不到，再过几个小时，大概晚上11点的时候呢，方伯伯就打电话，就打电话来说，我太太在睡觉当中走了。
But that night, I received a call from her husband saying that Sister Fong had passed away at 11 o'clock that night.
在10:30左右呢，住在另外一个城市的一位姐妹呢。在晚上好像睡着又好像没有睡着，他说他魂游向外的呢，来到方妈妈的床前。
So at 10:30, there's another sister who lived in another part of town, and she said that she couldn't really sleep, and then she kind of dreamt that she was...
Vision, huh?
She has a vision that she was by the bedside of Sister Fong.
她一直在 kiss 这个 Fong 伯母 goodbye, huh?
And
放在她耳朵上,黄伯母你平安地去吧,
and she kept bidding goodbye to this Sister Fong.
弟兄姐妹们,真的,为了安慰我们的信徒啊,那种未来要发生的事情,有时候神会让我们知道的。So
God, in order to comfort all of us, will give us a foresight to predict what will happen
in the future. 我们刚刚读完旧约,新约也是这样,我们有力量,一定要圣灵的充满才有力量的。
So we refer to the Old Testament, and another incident also happened in the New Testament. So where there is the Spirit, there's the power.
要成功一定要圣灵充满,请问耶稣怎么成功的?
In order to be successful, you must be filled.
21节
Verse
21 20章21节
John chapter 20, verse 21
20章21节
John chapter 20, verse 21
耶稣对他们说,愿你们平安。 父怎么样差遣我,我也照样差遣你们 22节
Verse 22
说了这话,就向他们吹了一口气说, 你们受圣灵。耶稣基督说,我怎么样差遣,父怎么样差遣,我要差遣你们,你们要受圣灵。请问,父怎么样差遣耶稣基督的?
So, how does the Father send Jesus?
当耶稣基督从耶诞河受洗起来的时候,圣灵仿佛鸽子降在耶稣基督身上。
So when Jesus was after he was baptized and he came up out of the water, and the dove descended on him.
他从此接受圣灵的差遣,开始他传福音的工作。So
from then on, he was sent by the Holy Spirit to preach the word.
所以耶稣基督要成功,他都要接受圣灵的差遣,得到圣灵的力量。So
we can see from here that Jesus also needs the empowerment of the Holy Spirit for him to become successful.
同样的力量看到临到使徒身上的时候呢,使徒就心中有一个能力。 他们说,即使要死了,他们都说,我们所看见的,所听见的,不可以不说啊。So
the disciples, when they received the Holy Spirit, they even dared to say that even though we have to die, we have to preach this word out.
说实话,我们今天我们教会的工人,有时候我们工作一半也是很软弱,不想做了。
So sometimes when we are doing sacred work, we sometimes become weak and timid, and we feel like giving up.
那什么力量让我们继续持续下去呢?
So what is the power that helps us, that energizes us to continue working?
有一次耶利米书在耶利米20章他这样说,啊,算了, forget about it, 不做了,
we know that Jeremiah also have this kind of experience too.
他在想说,我不再讲主的名的时候呢,他就觉得他的心中有一股火在烧,好像那个火啊,圣灵的火,shot in his bones,在那个骨头里面呢,就烧着,让他不得不继续的再信仰主的名啊。So
we know that Jeremiah, when he almost gave up preaching the word of God, he felt that there is this cleansing fire that's burning inside him.
所以今天真的一个人要成功啊,一个人在属世属灵要成功,那个火一定不能熄,熄了就完了。So
we know that for us to be successful in our spiritual life, we must not extinguish the fire that is within us.
我们从一个反方向来讲,一个恶人哦,要把坏事情做成功哦,他心中有一股从恶来的火哦。So
we know that for an evil person to do something bad, he also had this evil fire within him.
请问,宾拉登攻击,在九一攻击, 这个 Twin Tower 这件事情他有没有成功呢?
So do you think Bin Laden is successful in the September 11 attacks of the Twin Towers?
他真的很厉害啊,他所夹持的都是 long range flight, 长程的飞机,里面油比较多,可以烧那个烧大楼烧得比较久啊。
So we know that he's very smart because he only hijacked those flights that are long bound because they carry more fuel.
他很厉害,他劫持的都是早班的飞机,如果您常常搭飞机,你就知道,晚班的飞机常常误点啊,早班的飞机不会误点,如果一般飞机误点,他就没有办法 coordinate,那个,那个,他就没有办法,那个,coordinate,我不知道怎么讲,就是安排那个时间刚刚好的那种攻击啊,那如果那个时间差在美国,黄背就更厉害了。So
we know that he always staged his terrorist attack in the daytime when
hijacked the early flight.
Hijacked the earlier flight when it's easy to coordinate.
Because late flight always delay, huh? 它是劫持的都是客人比较少的飞机啊，所以呢，它来自于人的阻挡，力量相对的减少啊。
And he also picked those flights that are not very full because then they will not meet any resistance in the plane when they are planning the attack.
诸位不晓得有没有看到，当那个大楼在烧的时候呢，一家新闻社呢啊在大火当中拍到了一个魔鬼的脸呢，有没有看到？
So I don't know if you remember that there is this particular news organization who took a picture when the Twin Towers was burning and he captured the face of evil.
请问那张照片有没有办法？那个影像有没有办法改造？
Do you think they are able to manipulate the image?
那为什么那个有人说为什么那个魔鬼脸会在那里呢？
So some people wonder why is the face of the devil?
因为那个大楼下面有个牌子，他这样讲说 ：If you are so mighty, why did you hide yourself?Why do you hide yourself? 意思就是说，比拉登，如果你这么厉害的话，为什么你还藏起来呀、
啊、？Oh, because there's one sign at the building that says, if you are so mighty, why do you hide yourself?
So this 结果那个魔鬼的脸就出现了。
So this is at this point, then the face of the devil appear.
作为一个传道人，我不便评论这个是真是假。
As a preacher, I have no right to say whether this is true or not.
但是有一件事情是真的。
But one thing I'm sure of is.
魔鬼就是众善的仇敌呀、
啊。That devil is our biggest enemy.
Is the enemy of all righteousness.
Is the enemy of all righteousness.
Everybody is right mind will not kill innocent. 一个任何正常的人不会去杀那些无辜的老百姓呢、啊。
Because we know that no one in his right mind wants to kill innocent blood.
所以我们看到这个里面的工作不是单纯的，是他们里面这些人呐、啊，里面有一个恶的火驱使他们做一个。毁灭性的事情啊。
So we know that in the hearts of these terrorists exists this evil fire that gives them this courage to do evil against others.
如果连一个恶人要做一件恶事要成功，都要一个很强烈的恶火，请问我们神的儿女，一个好人，神的百姓，要做事情做成功，我们不需要从神来的那种正义的力量，那种神强有力的圣灵的力量吗？
So for an evil person to accomplish their goal, they need this power from the evil one. And so similarly for us, in order for us to accomplish good, we need the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以弟兄姐妹们，真的，我们今天要加强我们的祷告。
So indeed, we have to put more effort in our prayer.
祷告是我们生命成功的最重要的因素之一啊。
So prayer is the source of our success in life.
包括我们家庭的成功啊。
And it also covers the success of our family.
常常我们婚姻都有问题的，不是吗？
So a lot of us, we have some marriage problem.
小弟结婚大概十几年了、哦、
So I've been married for over 10 years now.
结婚久了也是、哦、结婚久了就是多多少少嘛、哦、会有问题、啊、
So it is expected that after marrying for so many years,
我小弟最近、哦、学了一个这个出问题的时候要怎么办的一个方法。
But one thing that I learned is how to problem shooting in my marriage.
就送我太太去参加讲习会啊。
So I sent my wife. One way is to send my wife to attend a seminar.
这招很有效啊。
So this is a really good idea.
我太太参加讲习会，早上祷告啊，听道理啊，中午祷告又听道理，晚上又祷告。哇，回来之后发觉到我又有咖啡可以喝了哈。
So after I sent my wife to a seminar where she prayed three times a day and she listened to sermon, and when she came home, I have this coffee now again.
这是真的。
From her.
我们有时候小孩子生命要成功，你要怎么让我们的小孩子真可以成功呢？
So how do we enable our children to be successful individuals?
我有一次我在行灵会，我看到孩子一天祷告三个小时左右了。
So during one of the spiritual convocation, I saw this child prayed 3 hours a day.
很多孩子、
啊。Many children, they pray for at least 3 hours.
我就很好奇，你们祷告的时候大概都在想什么
？Then I asked them out of curiosity, what are you guys thinking of when you're praying?
分享一下嘛，哦。
Why don't you share with me?
那个学生开始讲，哦，我祷告的时候呢，怎么一直想到，那个都是大概高中生跟大一大二学生啊，一直想到我爸爸妈妈怎么最近这么爱我。啊，我欠我爸妈很多啊！啊，一直分享到掉眼泪、啊。
So those college students told me that in their prayers they always think about the great love that their parents have for them.
另外一个分享也是，我怎么突然感觉呢？我总觉得我欠我爸妈太多了。
And then how indebted they are to the love of the parents, and this moved them to tears.
分享到最后，大家都掉眼泪、啊。
So when they share these thoughts to others, they all were moved to tears.
谁在控制？他们心中的想法，那股力量从哪里来
？So who controlled the thoughts of their hearts. Where does this power come from?
真的, 弟兄姐妹们, 我们真的要加强祷告。
So dear brothers and sisters, we really have to put more effort in our prayer life.
我们祷告, 我们什么都不怕, 鬼来了我们都不怕。
It's because when we are on our knees, then we have nothing to fear, not even the devil.
两天前我去访问我们温哥华一位姐妹。
So 2 days ago, I had the opportunity to visit a sister from our church.
她在工作当中呢, 在她的那个经营的店里面呢, 遇到一个护鬼的人。
So in her restaurant, she met up with one person who is also demon-possessed.
她说, 我们这位姐妹说, 她要帮她祷告。
So when this sister told him that if it's okay for her to pray for him,
她发现到这个护鬼的人呢, 突然间眼睛变得很大, 舌头吐出来, 然后一直跟她讲说, 你不要靠近我, 你不要为我祷告。 我也不会靠近你, 因为你身上有一个 protection, 有一个 sealed, 把你 protect 住了, 我根本也没有办法侵犯到你啊。
And then right away, his face turned, and then he said that, please don't pray for me because you have this a protection of Jesus in you, so please don't pray for me.
所以我们要知道弟兄姐妹们, 我们真的是属神的儿女, 我们是绝对被保护住的,
so indeed, we have to know that we are the children of God, that we are protected by God. So let us not be afraid.
要祷告到那种心中的火燃烧起来, 我们有力量, 面对一切的困难, 面对一切的挑战。
So the most important thing is for us to pray until this fire is lighted up in our heart to give us to more power.
厄陀涅第三点可以成功的原因就是他有征战的精神。
So the third reason why Othniel was able to be successful because he has this spirit of a soldier, fighter.
我们来看, 士师记第三章第十节。
Please turn to the book of Judges, chapter 3, verse 4. 10. The verse 10, sorry.
三章十节。
Judges, chapter 3, verse 10.
主的灵降在他身上, 他就做了以色列的士师, 出去征战。 神将米索波大米, 王古三地撒田交在他手中，他便胜了古三地撒田，于是国中太平40年。真提到厄陀涅的成功呢，再来本身他有一个征战的精神。So
we know that Othniel is successful because he has this fighting spirit.
厄陀涅他的生命当中主要的有两场战争。So
in Othniel's lifespan, he fought 2 wars.
第一场是国内的，他占领的底壁，以至于 加勒将他的太将他将亚撒赐给他。
So the first war that he fought in was in capturing Kiriath Sefer, which was through Caleb.
第二场战争是在国外的，是在米索波大米，那是国外的，神也将这个国外的王交在他的手中啊。
So the first war was a civil war, and the second war was a war that is fought outside the kingdom of Israel, and it's
No, 米索波大米。
And it's the Mesopotamia.
弟兄姐妹们, 我们今天的生命当中也有两场战争。
So indeed, we have also to fight 2 battles.
一场是内在的啦。
One battle is within us.
我们要战胜我们自己内在的那种不好的 事情啊，才有办法打赢外在的战争啊。
So to fight the war from within is to get rid of all our the bad things that is in our heart.
有的人人际关系不好, 有的人人际关系不好, 因为他根本就不喜欢他自己。
And it is this darkness that is in our heart that is it also covers relationship with others.
有的人自忧自恨, 他根本就没有办法在外面做一个成功开朗的人, 有办法把事情做好。
And it is the hatred, the pessimism that we have in our hearts.
所以真的, 我们今天教会也是一样, 我们要打外面的战争, 我里面的战争要打得漂亮。 我们弟兄姐妹要团结, 要一起同心合意的来征战嘛。
So in order for us to be united, we have to learn to fight a good fight from within and from without.
当以色列在打仗的时候, 摩西亚伦护我在山上祷告。
So we know during one of the battles, Moses and Aaron were standing by the hill, high hill.
那摩西和十几首, 山下的耶稣亚就和十战胜了。
So Aaron and Hur were standing beside Moses, and Moses raised up his hands while the Israelites were fighting down.
但是我要请问一个问题, 这个战争是怎么样结束的呢?
So do you know what is the conclusion of this war?
用什么来结束这场战争的?
What conclude the war?
是用耶稣亚手中的刀来结束这场战争的。
It is through the blade of Joshua's
不错，我们要举手祷告。
So of course, when we pray, we have to raise up our arms.
但是我们人也要征战呢。
But of course, we also must do the actual fight.
没有我们流血流汗拿刀去砍敌人，没有去 confrontation， 没有真正下去打，怎么可能打得赢呢？
Because if we don't take up our arms and physically fight our enemies, how are you going to accomplish?
所以圣经跟我们讲说，我们今天要殷勤，不可以懒惰。
So that's why the Bible told us to be diligent, no, do not be lazy.
看风的不撒种，望云的不收割。
That to not sow or not to harvest.
如果一个人呢、啊、要撒种之前看看风，哎呀，今天吹北风太大了啊，不撒种了。哎呀，要本来要收割哦，今天要收割了。看云，哇，今天快要下雨了，不要收割了。看风的望云的，总是找借口不撒种也不收割了。这记载在啊，我圣经里面。
And those who wait, look at the clouds and look at the wind, they will never sow and they will never harvest.
所以我们真的要走出去，我们要征战。
So let us go out and fight this battle.
不要懒惰、啊。
Do not be lazy.
有人 说一句话 我很喜欢、啊、
There's this particular saying from a person that I really
like. 神会照顾空中的飞鸟也会照顾我们。
That God is able to take care of the birds of the air and also mankind.
但是他不会把一些食物放在飞鸟的鸟巢里面呢。
But God will not put the food in the nest of the birds.
人还是鸟还是要努力去找啊。
But the birds still have to look to feed themselves.
他说魔鬼是会试探人的，没有错。
So we know that the devil wants to tempt us.
但是懒惰的人却试探魔鬼。
But the lazy are the ones who tempt the devil.
我觉得这句话很有道理啊。
Because this is a very profound statement.
一个不愿意征战，他 lay back， 这样子他可能生命就很多的后，很多的给魔鬼。的空间啊，留地步的空间，那么以至于他就引诱了魔鬼了。
So a person who do not want to labor and fight, they are allowing a foothold for the devil to come.
所以求主耶稣能够帮助我们。
So may our Lord Jesus
help us. 无论属世属灵，我们都可以成功。
That on earth and heaven, in our spiritual life and our earthly life,
我们要成功需要啊，我们家人的帮助，尤其是我们配偶的帮助。
So most importantly, we need the help of our spouse.
我们也需要神的帮助，圣灵的帮助。
So we need the help of God and the Holy Spirit.
我们也更要有征战的精神。
And we also must have this fighting spirit.
在爱中是没有惧怕的。
So because in love there is no fear.
所以当我们要打这种属灵的征战的时候呢，让我们没有惧怕的。啊、拿出征战的那种勇气跟精神。
So when we are fighting the spiritual battle, let us not be fearful and take out our spiritual arms.
愿神祝福大家。
Let us, may God bless.
请唱诗168首。